punishing small businesses. Wagner knows hardworking families cannot afford another crushing tax and growing government. Our nation stands at the crossroads. Ann Wagner is committed to restoring America by repealing Obamacare, reining in big government, and balancing the budget. Common sense leadership to get America back on track. Ann Wagner for Congress.
I'm Ann Wagner, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Ann Wagner for Congress.
After a long day at work, all you want to do is relax. But how can you possibly relax when you can't seem to get comfortable? Nothing can make you feel more comfortable at home than a new Lennox home comfort system from Hoff Heating and Air Conditioning. Let Hoff Heating and Air Conditioning's professionally trained service and installation staff handle all your indoor comfort needs. Visit HoffHeating.com for our current specials. Hoff Heating, since 1983, making your family's comfort our family's business.
Sounding weak to me.
Vibrators.
Oh, boy. Leave it to Paul Harris.
That was Harvey.
What?
Paul Harvey.
You think we've worn that bit out?
No.
Yes.
I don't either. No. I don't think we have. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the July 18th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Window World. The original $189 window guys moving in on 40,000 homes in the St. Louis area, working toward that number, and they'll hit that number. They'll do it easily. That's what happens when you are number one, ranked number one in replacement windows sold in this country. Window World. We'll talk more after this. People come up to me all the time, you know, new listeners, and go, man, who runs that control board? He's horrible. I said, that's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to receive a lump sum distribution from a 401k plan, now is a great time to sit down with Mark and Jason and explore all of your options. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
I present to you, for your approval, Tina Marie Dalpiez. Tina, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez, in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
Hang on a second.
What are you talking about?
What?
I don't know. I can't understand anything he's saying.
Got a bunch of stuff in his mouth.
No, I don't know what he's trying to say. Just say the word, me dumb.
Jeez.
Fine, thank you. Apparently he had nothing today.
Apparently.
He had no material. Yeah. You know what? Why don't you just not come in if you don't have anything?
Really?
I don't know about you, but I can't get enough polka music, which is why I can't get enough of these guys. Bruce Limprist in the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah!
He is trying to say, hang on a second. That boy's still on the real estate thing, trying to tell me the best way to sell a house is have the agent, when people come by, offer everybody what and crackers?
Cheese.
Cheese and crackers.
Yeah, oh, I've heard that's working.
He says that works. Yeah. It's like a friendly thing you can do. We're brought to you by Window World, windowworld.com. If you want the number, I'm not a big believer in phone numbers on the phone because most people are in their cars, and you're probably not going to call Window World right now. You're going to go home and discuss it. You're going to go home to your husband or your wife, whichever the case may be, or your partner, and you're going to say, you know, we've been thinking about windows, and I heard this guy, some show I had on, it wasn't that funny, but they did have some good information about windows, and I think we ought to try this Window World outfit. So what's more important than the number to me is the website, and that's windowworld.com. Now, there was a Western, and it was a science fiction Western, years and years ago with Yul Brynner, called Westworld. You remember that?
Sounds familiar.
You ever heard of Oh, no. You'd like Westworld.
Really?
Yeah, it's a Western town, and all the cowboys are robots. They're lifelike.
Huh.
And then they, like, short circuit and go nuts and start just, like, gunning everybody down. It was, like, ahead of its time. And I am working with John and Jim at Window World on an amusement park called Window World.
Oh.
I don't want to say too much now. But the name of the product lends itself to an amusement park. Welcome, like Wally World. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Window World. And I don't have a clear vision of it yet, but I sort of see a place where you walk in and it's just a bunch of windows. And then behind.
That's all you got so far?
Yeah, that's all I got. I'll get back to you. You go ahead and make fun. But when this thing is bigger than Six Flags or Disney World, then let's see who's laughing. For now, it's a window. And a window company. The company is Window World, and the window is the Window World window, and it's $189, whether you buy 20 of them or you buy one of them. So when you see an ad, window's $189, just do this. Take a good hard look at it and make sure it's not one of those other companies picking the exact same price point to confuse you and get you to call their number. You want Window World. That's the one you want for $189. And you can find out more and make sure you're getting that window when you go to windowworld.com. We lost an employee yesterday, not like a death, but somebody had to be let go here yesterday, and he was in sales. And I want to say to him without mentioning his name, and I sent him a text and told him this, you need a recommendation, you have them call me. You were a pleasure to work with. And, you know, people leave jobs different ways. People react different ways when they're let go. And sometimes it's strictly budgetary and really isn't indicative of the fact that the person doesn't know how to sell or whatever it is they were doing. And sometimes people are bitter and they do stupid things when they're let go. This guy, and he knows who he is, but there's a message here for everybody. Could not have handled it better. And he needs to know that the talk around this office yesterday among quite a few people was what a class act he was. When he was let go, he made sure to give his bosses here a complete rundown of what he was working on, all his contact information, everything he could possibly do to make it easier for the person who was going to be taking over his accounts. That, ladies and gentlemen, is insurance that if you need a letter of recommendation, a referral, you're going to get a top-notch one, as opposed to blowing your stack, calling people names, blaming everybody else, burning the bridge. It absolutely does you no good. So you know who you are, and the way you handled what happened to you is the way everybody should handle it, but not everybody is capable of that. And I would say to you, a good salesman is a good salesman, and somebody who's a class act is a class act, and I think you'll land somewhere in this, like a lot of other things, will end up being a good thing for you. And my only advice would be, for goodness sakes, get out of the radio business. Find something to sell besides, I'm serious, besides radio. It's a tough, tough road to go down right now. And I think a really good salesman, most good salesmen are capable of selling more than just one thing if they sell other things that they also believe in and like. So best of luck to you. And I can't name your name, and I wouldn't do that to you, but you know who you are. This morning in USA Today, the front page story, which continued on page 4 of the A section, was all about the primary victim, the first victim to come forward, and probably the person most responsible for getting Jerry Sandusky thrown where he belongs in jail. Did anybody else?
I saw that. How much he had to go through?
Unbelievable. This guy, this boy at the time, he was, I think, 11 or whatever, is fatherless. And Sandusky, the predator, being the predator he was, chose boys who didn't have a father in their lives, mm-hmm. a father figure. And this boy lived with his mom.
He knew the mothers would be looking for somebody.
Yes. The mothers would think of him as that father figure he doesn't have and be more than willing to, sure, he can spend the night
with
you.
Take trips with them.
And you end up trusting a guy that is really good at getting you to trust him. But what really jumped out in this story to me was the fact that we along the way had no idea that it was literally like being in the witness protection program. They relocated these people, the authorities, three times, this mother and son.
Wow.
Because once people around him sort of got wind that, and I guess it's going to happen because somebody's going to see you get out of a car or and recognize you and the word spreads, oh, that's Tommy or whatever. They had to protect the mother and the child. And the other thing is, and this is interesting, is how many death threats and hateful emails and notes and things that were said to the mom and the boy as if they're the bad people, mm-hmm, because they are taking down such a great institution in college. Isn't that amazing?
Look at how all those people acted. We remember when they were talking about Paterno covering stuff up, and yeah, all those people came and supported
showed
him.
Showed up at his house.
Yeah, and
so it makes this guy, I want to call him a kid. He's not a kid now, but it makes him even braver and even more the hero in the story when you realize what he and his mom had to endure to take this all the way as far as they did.
And did you see like three more people have just now come forward?
Yes. I'm telling you, this guy's probably got the story today, too. It was the first time I had read that in this young man's testimony, he talked about Sandusky performing oral sex on him at least 20 times in the basement of Sandusky's home. What kind of sick pervert gets excited about doing that to a young boy? He is exactly where he belongs. This is a great story. Ellie Zober found out her husband of 10 years, they were married 10 years, was cheating on her. They have two young children. So to sell their home, she put a sign in the front yard, and here's what it said. Husband left us for a 22-year-old. House for sale by scorned, slightly bitter, newly single owner. She got calls from Japan, Sweden, Scotland, all over the world once it got out, and it looks like she's selling the house to a guy who's moving here from Japan, according to ABC News.
Wow.
Pretty gutsy of her. And a way to stand out from the rest of the real estate crowd if you're selling a house. Andy Griffith fans, tonight on Turner Classic Movies, TCM, they are going to run all four of his films. And I think Andy Griffith was only in four. And they're going to do the two best films first, Facing the Crowd, then No Time for Sergeants.
That's my favorite.
Followed by Hearts of the West and Onion Head. And they're all going to be on Turner Classic. I never heard of it either.
Onion Head.
I've heard of Onion Head and No Time for Sergeants. I haven't heard of the other ones.
Well, they say his best performance was Facing the Crowd.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And Turner Classic Movies will do that. Central Time, 7 o'clock is when it starts, Facing the Crowd. And then I guess they just go on until the wee hours of... Yeah, because Onion Head starts our time at 1:15. So if you liked Andy Griffith and never got a chance to see Andy Griffith's movies, tonight is your night.
Can I do
Turner
a scene?
Turner Classic Movies are TCM.
Can I do a scene from No Time for Sergeants?
Sure, go ahead.
Bane, we're in the infantry!
Wow.
Well, you know what's going to happen now.
No.
What?
The emails are going to pour in, and the calls are going to start coming in. While Dan's at it, would you have him do the line, Burt Lancaster, from The Swimmer? Let's just get it out of the way, because you know it's coming.
Okay.
Now, from the movie The Swimmer, Dan Strauss as Burt Lancaster, The Swimmer.
I can swim all the way home.
Wow.
Ah, pretty awesome.
Even you think it's pretty awesome.
I know.
Now, I came in a couple days ago, and I mentioned this to Peon, and before I even got the first couple of sentences out, he knew about this story. There are people that are getting sick on float trips, and they're going into the hospital, and the reason they're getting sick is because of a parasite. They're getting in their intestines, and they're getting it from eating raw crawfish. these crawdads.
Oh.
Yeah.
The thing you suck the head?
Yes.
And almost every one of these cases, they come in drunk. They get out on a float trip or fishing with their buddies, and they're drinking. And what's this? And they eat these raw crawfish.
I heard it gets in their lungs, too. It's like a little worm or something.
Oh, and, listen. It's a nasty story. If you start reading exactly what happens, and by the way, this thing, this parasite, or whatever it is, can live in your body for 5 to 10 years.
Ooh.
And they say half of the crawfish have this parasite inside them, so you're gambling.
You got a 50-50 shot. You eat two of them,
unless
you're probably
you boil them.
Okay.
As soon as you boil them for 90 seconds, the parasite's
These people are
dead.
Eating them raw, alive. Yeah. They're just alive. They throw them to, it's called paragonimiasis or something like that. And it's the name for what you get when you eat these things. There's a scientist down in Atlanta and said, in Georgia, we go canoeing, we see crawdads, it never occurs to us to eat them. And then the scientist says, what's wrong with you people? And a 20-year-old guy who ate crawfish on a float trip in the Jack's Fork River in 2009, while intoxicated, taking on a dare from some younger people in his party. They had a kid that was 10 showing off for his cousins. He ate a crawfish from the current river. He got it. And I have to say this. I've eaten the cooked kind, like at the Cajun places. Mm-hmm. I don't even like that. There's nothing there to eat. It's like you got to eat 800 of these things to get any kind of food. And I sure never thought of eating. Have you ever been pinched by a crawdad?
No.
I can't imagine swallowing one with his claws still able to.
Well, I think you break it open. I think they're cracking
well,
it open.
Well, I hope so.
Eating the
Just
tail.
Just another dumb thing drunks do on the water. It's making them sick. Now, this seems like an awfully low price to me. Roy Rogers Ranch has sold. And I remember watching Roy Rogers, and I remember seeing the Double R Ranch in Victorville, California. It's in the Mojave Desert. This is a 67-acre. Now, think about that. 67 acres. That's a pretty big yard. 67 acres in Southern California. Belonged to the king of the cowboys, Roy Rogers. There's a 1,700 square foot home. No, that's not a big house. It's just probably a ranch, typical little ranch house. A red barn, a stable with 15 stalls, a half mile horse track, and fenced in pastures. $645,000.
Wow.
Does that seem, that seems awfully cheap to me.
For the land alone.
Roy Rogers died when he was 86. What year? Anybody?
Oh, wow.
Hard to believe. This is really hard to believe.
Is it in the 70s?
Oh, my goodness. No.
I don't know.
1998.
Oh.
You were close.
I thought it was in the 80s. I don't know.
Now, not a pleasant topic, but we talk every once in a while about people who commit suicide and ways to do it, and how I've said many times that, you know, I don't understand how people could set themselves on fire. I mean, if you're going to do it, or even hang yourself, if people jump off a chair, really? I'd be afraid that I didn't jump far enough, and I'm just kind of kicking, and I broke my neck, and I... Wait till you hear this. Here's a guy in Copenhagen, and they believe it looks like it very possibly was suicide. And the way he did it, he crawled into the tiger part of the zoo and let a tiger eat him.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't like that. That would be slow and agonizing.
And apparently there's some videos. And it's very obvious that it's deliberate. He didn't fall in. You know, he climbed in and just sort of, here, eat me.
And the tiger said, that's great.
Of all the ways, oh, that's good. I know what you're, Tony Tiger. That's good. No, of all the ways you could commit suicide, though, is that about the last way you do it?
Yes.
Is go to the St. Louis Zoo and think, I think I'll let that lion eat near that tiger. I wouldn't do it that way. Now, here's a guy who's really not very smart. He lives in Jefferson County. I've been hanging on to this for a couple of days. You'd think, if you read it all or watch the news at all, you'd know better. It's another one of these guys who sent his camcorder in for repair and forgot that he had a whole bunch of child pornography on it that he had shot.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, he's done. He'll be put away. And then we have the lady in St. Louis, Clifton Heights neighborhood, this past Sunday morning, 3:30 in the morning, realizes there's a stranger in the house emptying her purse. They catch the guy. They arrest the guy. He's a cop.
Oh.
He's a cop.
Wow.
He's disoriented. He's drunk. Been on the force 6 years. Apparently has a clean record. Just one of those what are you thinking kind of things.
Yeah.
You never know. We have a lady in Utah who has admitted that she stole a ring in a department store. It's a $4,000 ring. She swallowed it while she's in the store, took it home, pooped it out, and pawned it for $600.
Whoa.
Wow.
How long would that take to go through, you think? What is the average time from...
I think like a...
A couple days, because I swallowed a dime one time waiting for the ice cream man, and my mom had to chop up my poop for like 2 days to get the dime out. With a Dairy Queen spoon, one of those long Dairy Queen spoons.
Oh, all right.
We don't need to hear it anymore.
She found it and washed it off and said, here, go get another ice cream.
Just about the time you think everything great that could be invented has been invented and everything has been thought of, you realize you're wrong. Here's a guy who has decided, and I couldn't agree with this guy more, that eating a taco is almost impossible. If it's a hard shell taco especially, you can't, there's no way to do it. Half of it's going to fall.
Cracks,
the shell cracks, the stuff falls out. And even if it's a soft shell. So here's a guy who has come up with the tacone. T-A-C-O-N-E. It's a cone. It's just like the taco shell, but it's a cone. And you fill it with the beef and the lettuce. And what a fantastic idea.
Mm-hmm.
How come somebody didn't come up with this before? Good for
him. Tacone Bell.
Tacone Bell. Why not? And last but certainly not least, she's supposed to be the heaviest woman in the world. She weighs 700 pounds, and I guess that probably might be. I don't think there are too many women heavier than that. She says that she is losing weight and has lost a considerable amount of weight, and the only thing that she's doing is she's having all the sex she can have. She's having sex up to 7 times a day.
Who's she finding?
Pauline Potter is her name. 700 pounds, as much as 7 times a day. She calls it sexercise, and she says that is what is. I'm with you. How? First of all, how?
Yeah, it's probably a baker.
How do you find it?
And who?
How can you find that thing?
It's a flower.
Probably a bread maker.
She says, I can't. She says,
I don't get it.
She says, I can't. You don't get it. Flour?
Bread maker.
You know the flour.
You don't know the
roller in flour. Look for the wet spot.
Oh, my. I can't believe it.
Is my mic on?
Oh, my goodness.
Is my mic on? One of her legs weighs more than her husband.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's usually the real skinny guys like women like
what
that.
What is that about?
I don't know.
She says they're able to enjoy sex using different positions. Well, I'll bet they're different positions. She says that she's not yet confident enough to buy sexy lingerie. I think she's down like 500 pounds or something. So she says she's not ready for sexy lingerie. But when she wants to be sexy, she drapes a sheet over her.
Oh, beautiful.
And she says it has the same effect.
Yeah,
you know, sure I agree. If I walked in and a 500-pound woman just had a sheet over her, hold me back.
I don't want. How do you...
It's a king size.
How do
you even know?
Yeah, how do you know if that's really what you've hit?
Well,
yeah.
I guess as long as it feels good, I guess it doesn't matter.
I guess not. And isn't that really what sex is about? Is the man having pleasure? Let's ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
One of my very favorite old people jokes is about Walter and Gertie. And they're in a retirement home. And Walter is in his early 90s. And Gertie is in her mid-80s. And she confronts Walter. And she says, I need to have a chat with you, Walter. He says, what is it? And she says, the word around the home is that you, just come out with it.
you have been going down to Marie's room and spending time with her. And I thought we had something going.
We did.
She says, well, then can you please explain to me why? Why have you been going down to her room?
Yeah, well, she's got a big screen TV.
She says, now, Walter, you know that I have a big screen TV. It's as big as hers. You know that. You've watched TV with me.
She's got a leather couch, and it's got the footrest that come out and the drink holders in it.
She says, now, Walter, you know that I have that, too. I have one of those couches. You said you wanted it, and I had it brought in and it has footrest and drink holders. I have that. What is this about? Why do you go to her room?
She gets the Playboy Channel. She puts it on, lets me watch it.
She says, Walter, you know that I subscribe to the Playboy Channel. I did it for you. I have the Playboy Channel.
Well, when we're sitting on the couch watching TV, the Playboy Channel on, she holds my wiener. She holds my wiener in her hand.
She says, now, Walter, you know that I always do that. I hold your wiener when you watch Playboy. I still don't understand.
He says, well, her hand shakes.
Time to check in with Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic. So what's up, Tim?
All right. So No Time for Sergeants is one of my favorite movies, too. And I do a little bit on that one, too.
Oh, this is, wow. Oh,
a little competition.
And now with a scene from No Time for Sergeants, Tim Weiland. Go ahead.
Here we go. Hello? Hello? Yeah.
Wow.
That was awesome.
I don't know what it was, but it was great.
That Andy Griffith up in the plane.
When they're in the airplane and the pilots are asleep and they're trying to get a hold of somebody, he doesn't know what it is, and he's spitting in the mic yelling, hello?
Yeah.
You know what? That was Andy Griffith?
I saw that movie, but I know it's been, honestly, like 25 years ago. I'm going to try to watch it again.
It's a great movie.
How about Face in the Crowd? Did you see that?
You know, I've only seen little clips from it, so I'd like to watch that
and
also.
They say it's his best performance, so I haven't seen that either. That was very good, by the way.
Thanks. All right. They've cleared that accident or that vehicle fire that was on Southbound 55 near Richardson Road. Everything's running, or near Imperial Main, it's all running great. Westbound 64, still heavy. Stop and go Science Center through McCausland, 270 through Mason, and then the Spirit overpass to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 64, stop and go Timberlake Manor through Mason. You're also, everything's cleared out downtown, but eastbound 5570 still running slow from about the Route 3 overpass through 64. Southbound 270, that hasn't been bad all afternoon. It's just a little bit slow now from Manchester through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270, that's stacked up from McDonald through New Florissant, and northbound 170, that was slow 70 through Airport Road. This traffic report is brought to you by the new Kia Optima limited size midsize sedan. It's elegance, performance, technology. If you'd like to learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or go to mykiastlouis.com. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Target Talk St. Louis, Sundays from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Host Stephen King, NRA certified shooting instructor, discusses the world of firearms from competition to firearm safety. Every week, Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis, live from 6 to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday. Target Talk St. Louis is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi. George Weber. Weber Chevrolet is taking Weber Value Pricing and making it even better to clear out the final 2012s. Using Weber Value Pricing and Weber Trade Assistance, you pay only $13.9 for a new Cruze. $13.9 for the best-selling car in the St. Louis area. The Weber Value Price on all trucks is $2,500 under employee price. That's right. Take employee price, subtract all rebates, then you pay $2,500 less on all trucks, including Silverado, Equinox, and Traverse. As always, there are no gimmicks. Everyone qualifies for the Weber Value Price with no asterisks and no fine print. $13.9 for a Cruze and $2,500 under employee price for all trucks. Finally, July kicks off our Muscular Dystrophy fundraiser. For every new and pre-owned vehicle we sell, we will donate $100 to the MDA. Help us break last year's record. $13.9 for a Cruze and $2,500 under employee price for every truck. Now that's total confidence pricing. Only at Weber Chevrolet. Four locations are at WeberChevrolet.com.
Most people think that redoing their kitchen with granite countertops would cost several thousand dollars.
Maybe it would at other places.
But not at Granite Busters.
How about 45 square feet of top-selling granite counters, including complete installation?
A stainless steel undermount sink.
A designer faucet.
And the one that the other guys sneak in on you, a professional plumbing hookup.
All for under $2,000.
That's right, $1,999.55 plus tax is your out-the-door price.
Only at Granite Busters.
Stop in and check out their enormous selection of granite at their showroom and huge double warehouse at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard.
Or call Granite Busters at 636-282-3900.
Countertops, bar tops, vanities, shower surrounds, and fireplaces. There's only one name you need to know.
Granite Busters.
And GraniteBustersSTL.com.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again. Because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies. And they make the credit card companies a lot of money. From people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. A way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-200-6098. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-200-6098. That's 1-800-200-6098. 1-800-200-6098.
Hi, I'm Kevin Spind, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote can save you time and money buying life insurance. Recently, a man called saying he and his wife wanted life insurance, but didn't have time to shop around. I got their pertinent information, then quickly shopped the highly rated term life companies we represent for the couple's best rates. Well, I was able to find the man, 45 and in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for just over $31 a month. And his wife, 42 and in excellent health, the same policy for only $21 a month.
For your free quote, call 1-800-900-5737. That's 1-800-900-5737. 1-800-900-5737. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you're a man and you're sick of having to go to the bathroom all the time, take the Super Beta Prostate Challenge. We're so sure it will reduce frequent urination, we'll send you a free full-size bottle of Super Beta Prostate to try absolutely free. It will help you get back to a normal bathroom routine both day and night. Imagine the difference that would make. Find out how to get your free bottle by calling 1-800-700-3980. Super Beta Prostate contains beta-sitosterol, clinically shown to support healthy flow and more complete bladder emptying. Millions of men rely on Super Beta Prostate to get a better night's sleep and not have to spend so much time in the bathroom. Take the Super Beta Prostate Challenge and try a free bottle. All you pay is shipping and handling, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. You'll be amazed at how quickly you notice a difference. Get your free bottle now while supplies last. Call 1-800-700-3980. That's 1-800-700-3980. 1-800-700-3980.
I'm a mid-sized business.
one of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
You've had an accident.
Oh, my mic on?
Yep.
Let me go to Southern California. Well, they laugh at this kind of heat. What's the big deal? Mike Evans is out there. Probably in the pool, nude, with a glass of wine. I know, I don't want to visualize it either, but that's probably where he is. He's brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com. Here's Mike Evans.
Give it up. I sent that picture of me out in the pool nude, having wine like you wanted, homie.
Don't do that, please.
Come on.
Please.
Apocalypse question, now that Katy Perry... is away from Russell Brand, she's enjoying her favorite hobby a lot more. Surfing, roller skating, golfing? Answer in just a minute. Katy Perry is already with another guy. He is Rick Aykroyd, a rock and roll guitar player in England, plays for the band called Florence and the Machine. They were first spotted here in the desert at the Coachella Music Festival a couple of months ago, so this has been ongoing. Meanwhile, Russell Brand is already taking shots at Katy in his new stand-up act.
Oh, boy.
I don't like him very much.
I don't like him at all.
I don't get it.
No.
How loud is this? On Friday morning, 10,000 people will show up in Oklahoma City for the first American Idol tryouts of the season, the new season. Problem is there's no judges.
Oh, that is a problem.
No judges. How does that work? Really, tryout, no judges?
Well, the initial tryouts in every city don't involve the TV judges anyway.
The TV judges have their own people there looking at the contestants. Usually two or three people for each judge is there as they start going through the preliminary judging. So this time, you know there's no preliminary representatives for the judges because there's no judges. It's very odd. The whole thing is odd. They need to really start hiring some judges. I mean, this is like every 2 weeks you're going to be doing these tryouts around the country.
Yeah, this will require more than just three new judges. They're going to have to reinvent themselves.
I agree. Love Nuggets. What is the deal with Tomcat? I mean, part of the agreement was that Suri wouldn't be subject to either Tom or Katie's religion. So how did Suri get enrolled in a Catholic school? I don't know exactly how that worked. Denise Richards will guest star with her ex, Charlie Sheen, tomorrow night on his anger management show. And is
it true
that Charlie and Denise have been quietly seeing each other? They're really a great couple if they can just stay away from the drugs and the booze. That's the problem. Odds and ends, did you see the movie Ted?
Yes.
Yeah. You like it?
Yeah. I did. It appears
there will be a Ted 2. Seth MacFarlane is talking to studios. Apparently there will be one. There's going to be another Lincoln movie. National Geographic Television Network is shooting Killing Lincoln, taken from the Bill O'Reilly book of the same title. Producers of Justin Bieber's album, expecting it to sell 1.1 million copies in the first 5 weeks, is only sold 605,000.
Uh-oh.
That's a huge disappointment.
I'm disappointed.
Tonight, Pudsey, the dancing dog, who won Britain's Got Talent, will appear on America's Got Talent. It's hard to believe in all the British Isles, England, Scotland, Wales, Ireland, The most talented was a dog.
Wow.
It's a hell of a dog at dancing act, though. I mean, it's unbelievable. You got to see it.
But what's so different? I mean, we've all seen dogs jumping on their hind legs. What does this dog do?
Oh, he dances to the music, and he dances with his 17-year-old female master. And the dog's very cute, too.
I might check it out today.
Check it out. Programming note, going to Honolulu tomorrow morning early, but I will be in Honolulu when you call, and tomorrow I will review Dark Knight Rises.
I wish I could be there to see the expression on your face when you see Hawaii for the first time.
No, I've been there before, homie.
What?
I've been there before.
Oh, that's right, 57 times.
So, yeah, I've been there before, so it was kind of, and finally.
You going to surf while you're there?
You know what? I think what I'll probably do is do longboard surf, or I think I'll just body surf over in Waimanalo. You know Waimanalo and Sandy?
Oh, sure, we all know.
And Kahuku.
Yeah, we're
both have a better break for this body surf.
That's what I've always thought. That's what I've always felt that way.
As you know, Kahuku and Waimanalo better for body surf.
Yes, absolutely.
No, excuse me. Katy Perry, she loves to do it. Surf, roller skate, golf.
Tina.
Roller skate.
I'm going to go roller skate.
Surf.
I have to go roller skate.
He used to think it was rather silly, and now, since he's not around, Katy Perry doesn't walk anywhere. She roller skates
everywhere. Genius.
I'm Mike Evans. I'm live. I'm going to Hawaii. Yeah!
Not very nice.
No.
Not very nice. Kind of like when I was in school, they had after Christmas show and tell, and the kids that got neat stuff could bring that's kind of what you're rubbing it in
stuff.
Our faces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who got it wrong? One of us got it wrong.
I did.
You did?
Yeah. Spanking room for him?
No. A free pass. In fact, since you got it wrong, Tina, I want you in the spanking room. You're going to take the punishment for Peon. All right. The Good Feet folks sent me a few of the written comments from things that people had stated in the store that were the reasons they had stopped in the Good Feet stores. And it's all over the place from, you know, I have just sort of a general achiness throughout my feet. I'm tired all the time. My wife likes to walk. We used to walk together. I can't walk with her anymore. Here's one. My husband wants me to lose weight, and I would like to exercise, but it hurts because my feet hurt. There's a pain and a burning in the ball of my foot. I can't go barefoot anymore. I used to go on and on in my neck and my back. And these are all people who went into the Good Feet store. And it's amazing how many people find relief in the Good Feet store. And that's what we want you to find. And if you don't find it, like I always say, you've spent about 30, 40 minutes at least, you know, trying to find relief. But I think it's very possible. In fact, I know it's very possible. This may be the relief you've been looking for. You will not have to resort to, you know, prescription medication for the rest of your life, painkillers, therapy, surgery, whatever. Sometimes there are exceptions, and you have to do one of those things. But in more cases than not, people right there in the Good Feet store feel like they've never felt before when they're standing and walking. And I hope that's what happens to you. And I can't tell you what it's going to cost you. I can't tell you which insert they're going to use because I don't know your foot, but they will. In short order, they're going to know a lot about your feet. The Good Feet stores. You can go to goodfeetstlouis.com, or you can just walk right in any of the three locations. You do not need an appointment. And in 30, 40 minutes, you're going to know if the relief you're looking for is there. On Olive, just west of 270 across from Fridays, in South County on Union Road across from Macy's, and in Shiloh, Illinois at Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. Be sure to tell them your AM and the PM, the Good Feet stores.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here is Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. For the most part, all the highways have thinned out pretty well. Just a little slow on westbound 64, Science Center through McCausland, but once you get past 270, it looked pretty good out to the Boone Bridge. Still heavy, though, between 94 and K. The residual slowdown from an earlier stall or accident that was out that way. Southbound 270 looks good. Westbound 70, that was just a little bit slow. 79 through T.R. Hughes. There is an accident, though. It's right at the intersection of Hanley and Dale, and that's got southbound Hanley, I'd say about a half a mile back up. This traffic report is brought to you by Missouri Lottery. It's Jackpot July from the Missouri Lottery on Tuesdays and Fridays. You get free Powerball ticket with the purchase of a $5 Mega Million ticket. It's okay to get excited. Play them both today. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
The Big 550. Too desirable to be real.
KTRS.
Have you been thinking about redoing your kitchen? Well, Callier & Thompson has a deal for you. Right now, through August 15th, Callier & Thompson will give you a $4,000 credit on your granite countertops, which means you redo your kitchen. Callier & Thompson will give you quartz, granite, silestone, Cambria countertops at a discount of $4,000. That's a deal. You must be under contract by August 15th. Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths, they've been around since the 50s. They're quality, they stay under budget, and you'll get the kitchen of your dreams, not to mention $4,000 worth of granite countertops, absolutely free. But you must be under contract by August 15th. Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths, check out their showroom next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester. Free granite countertops with a new kitchen at Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths. Check out their showroom on Manchester.
Are you overweight? Are you also a type 2 diabetic, or do you have a history of heart problems? If this sounds like you, it may be more important than ever for your health to consider losing weight. Radiant Research is currently conducting a clinical research study evaluating an investigational weight loss medication for men age 45 and older and women age 50 and older who are overweight and also have a history of heart problems or who have type 2 diabetes. Qualified participants in this study will receive all study-related care, weight management program, and the investigational weight loss medication at no cost. Compensation up to $700 may also be available for time and travel. Call Radiant Research at 636-CALL-NOW to see if you qualify for this study. That's 636-225-5669. It may be more important than ever for your health to lose weight if you also have a history of heart problems or have type 2 diabetes. Call Radiant Research at 636-CALL-NOW. That's 636-225-5669. Radiant Research. We can't do it without you.
When I ask this question, don't say what you think I want to hear. Just tell the truth. You think this is the best show we've ever had?
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah. I don't.
No.
I just don't. I'm sorry. I'm just curious what you folks thought. Hey, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it. We will do pretty much the same thing tomorrow. Different words, same lame juvenile crap. Thanks for being with us. It's 6 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheatless. How's the economy doing?